Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're going to talk about E for energy. And I suppose energy is everything when it comes to whether it's your work, your business, your success in the ring or in any sport. So you might just talk about what you think is the key things we need to address around energy.
Thank you, Connor. Thank you for that lovely introduction. As you said, energy is everything. We can have all these dreams and aspirations and imaginations and role models and all that, and it's exciting. But if we don't have energy, we've nothing. And energy, it's a beautiful thing when you get into a pattern, into a rhythm of having good routines and good habits. But sometimes you have to start from scratch and you might have to build up to get there, and people aren't aware. You can have a natural fitness, but really you have to take care of your body. And to be a rider, all our horses are athletes, so whatever level they're athletes. And I challenge every rider to be an athlete, to be fit and to work out like a horse, not like a horse, but to work out like 5 days, 6 days a week if you can. So there are many areas of what brings energy. And number one is hydration. It's very simple and it's often overlooked, and it's basic water. It can be warm. Well, there's so many studies on it, but warm water early in the morning with lemon in it, you know, healthy water, hydrated water. It doesn't matter what, but once it's water and it's healthy, and if you want to add lime to it, warm, they all recommend that. So it goes in at room temperature. There's nothing nicer. I love drinking water in the morning and that warm water. But most people don't drink enough. So there was a writer actually this morning focusing on her energy and thinking of her long days and her show that's coming up. And we talked about energy where, you know, first of all, I asked where is she with, you know, if her horses are 10 out of 10 athletes, where is she and what number it was, and it wasn't 10. But it's awareness is key. So hydration, to say a gallon, I'm a big fan of a gallon. Even more, some people would drink more, but most people don't. And if you're 3%, like the studies, something like your performance can be down by 80 to 90% if you're 3% dehydrated. It's huge. Mm-hmm. But people aren't aware, especially a long day. So that's one. Two is what we eat and being really conscious of eating, not overeating and eating healthy, again, away from carbs, away from sugar, you know, again, being that athlete, ask yourself, like, do you give your horse, you know, is your horse getting the healthiest of food? So give yourself the healthiest of food and become conscious, pen and paper, write down, okay, where am I out of a 10 in my hydration? Where am I out of a 10 in my eating? And what do I need to do to get 10 out of 10 in my hydration, in my eating? And then exercise. So there's different forms of exercise. There's cardio fitness. Some riders, as they go up, or even amateurs when they're only riding one horse, they mightn't be cardio fit. Or some riders ride a lot, they can be out of breath. And being physically fit is so important. It's not fair on a horse when they give their all and a rider comes out and they're gasping for air. They're just not fit enough. But awareness is curative. It's not your fault. Now that you know, it's really important to integrate the cardio fitness.
Yeah, so like I can imagine, like in any sport, as soon as you get tired in any team, whether it's basketball or American football, hockey, or anything, if anybody's tired, they lose their focus.
Look, I have 100%. Yeah. So true. So you have to build on your energy. And then there's core. This is where the riding is done strong in your core. So you have that, you have to use your hips and your core to stay strong and to stay firm. So your horse feels your strength, to feel your leadership, and making sure that you're 10 out of 10 fit in core. And that can be Pilates are really good, sit-ups, you know, just there's so many exercises out there online that specifically for riders. And then stretches, you know, it's so important again. Yoga is a great, great practice, you know, doing like keeping your body supple. You know, there are chiropractors and body workers coming on your, you know, with horses all the time. And if you're not taking care of yourself, you're stiff or sore, you know, that little pain there is you're not going to be flexible enough, and it's not fair on your horse. So, and then the final one is minding and managing your energy. So if you have all these areas covered, and then
This is around show day you're talking about.
It's just a show day, yeah, exactly. Well, I do believe every day should be show day also, Connor, because by the time you get up on the horse, you should be in show mode, so you're not trying to just flip a switch on at the weekend when you are showing. So how you manage your state, how you manage your energy, if not to get stressed as we did in anxiety, but remain present to bring all your energy together. If you're running around, if you're on the phone, if different things happen, if you're, you know, if you're dealing with farriers, vets, or your dog, or different family members, and managing your team, that's stress. And if you're trying to ride with that energy, even though you're fit, you're not present. So being fit, so managing that energy to just calm and take breaths before you breathe. I'm a big fan of breathing with your horse before you get up, so you can just get in your zone. Your horse feels that energy. Also in show day, so many riders get caught, and at the end of the show, are they racing to ride, and you know, in a class over here, an arena over here, and they're not timing themselves. They mightn't have delegated enough. They mightn't have allowed enough time. So it's so important to manage that energy, your brain energy, not your physical energy, your brain energy where you're present, your heart energy where you're just up one. So there's so many aspects. And the days are long too. If there's a long day and you're late in the class, you know, to go away and refresh, maybe have a nap, maybe just reset, do some meditation so that you can bring it, build your energy up. Because there, as you know, this world, there are early morning, long days, and managing your state, managing that energy is crucial.
Yeah, even in a day-to-day in business, I often find, you know, you get around 2 or 3 o'clock, you might have that kind of slump. But if I go and meditate for 20 minutes, it kind of refreshes the brain. It's like turning on and off the computer or something.
Absolutely,
you know?
Connor, 100%, yeah. A lot of riders don't know that, and it's not their fault. Like, but once you notice, this is really important. That lady that I spoke to this morning, she was just talking about, you know, she wants to peak in her bigger classes. So she doesn't allow that time to meditate, so that when she rides, that she's going to ride at her best. She's going to get caught out in energy, even though she's worked really hard and the horses are all in a great place, ready to jump their best, and her energy is flat. Mm-hmm. The whole team affects it. But again, the horses know it instantly. So you owe it to your horse.
Yeah. Very good. So, Jim, in terms of, I suppose, making this a priority in your life and in your training as with your horse and everything, what do you recommend to do to really integrate that?
Well, you have to be clear, as I said in the beginning, you need to be honest with yourself and say, okay, am I hydrated enough? Am I drinking a gallon? Am I staying hydrated? Some shows, it's very hot and you need to keep water, and there's always water down at the in gate, always water. Like, get in the habit of drinking it, so you need to be aware of that. If you put pen to paper and you write this under the E section, you know, energize, that's number one. Number two, am I cardio fit? You know, you can be fit to ride, but are you getting out of breath? You know, when you're against the clock and you're coming to the last part of the course, or it's a big long course, or you're in a place like Spruce where there's massive arena, you know, is my fitness enough? So you have to challenge that. But then your core, is my core strong enough? And then am I supple enough? Am I doing all my stretches? Now, there are so many good trainers out there and there's so much stuff online, but being conscious of knowing that, but then doing it. And then what you eat, again, to be disciplined in what you eat. Will it cleanse or clog you? Yeah. You know, it's a great question. Will this cleanse or clog me? And if it clogs you, try and, you know, and as much as you can, I'm, you know, a big fan of Monday, be a day off, have a cheat day, if you want to call it a cheat day, you know, but as disciplined as you can on show day, because you want to be in a peak state. And then the final one is mining your energy at the show, so you stay fresh, and then you are refresh when you need to refresh. As you said earlier, get meditation. And if you're not, if you, you know, not big into meditation, just go somewhere and have a little nap, or watch a movie, watch something, nothing to do with horses, to turn your brain off. It's like, as you said a few minutes ago, like turn off your computer, do something different, so you use another part of your brain and then you come back on again. If you're late to go in the class, you know, watching the first horses that jump like yours, decide you're going to switch off And when writers would talk about before their class, and I'm going to switch off, I'm early to go, I'm going to watch the first number, and I'd ask, what number are you going to zone in again? Because that's getting ready to zone in, because some writers say, God, by the time I wrote, I was really tired and I don't know why. You could have watched 20 or 30 horses and they're all different in your brain, and you've made up your plan and you're tired. The brain gets tired, you have to mind it, you know, to keep it fresh and at peak state. Yeah. It's a balance, it's a delicate balance. It's like having the horse just ready, that you're not over jumping him and that he goes in fresh, that the jumps aren't left out in the warm up. You have to make sure that your energy isn't left. Watching 20 or 30 horses before that are not taking time out to have a nap or to meditate or to go to the restroom, close your eyes and breathe and count from 10 to 0, so that when you do ride, that you're just in that zone.
Yeah, like if you were to kind of summarize that, it's basically about doing your absolute best to be in a peak energy state, but also be in a kind of a flow state where you're not overextended in terms of too stressed, but not so laid back that you're half asleep. Just in that kind of flow,
yeah,
relax, focus state.
Yeah, 100%. I rarely would writers say that they're too relaxed. Genuinely, I don't know if I've ever got that, but I know what you mean. Well, it doesn't really happen because there's so much involved and everyone wants it so much. Yeah. That's not the part of being too relaxed, but the key is to relax yourself enough so you are up.
Yeah.
But of course, you have to bring fight to the ring. You have to bring ambition. You have to bring, but that's naturally that naturally clicks in the minute you're on.
I think I said that out of people say, oh well, if I meditate, I'll be zoned out, or I'll be too,
Yeah, no, it's
too relaxed. But no, I don't think that happens.
Doesn't happen. You know, when they're on, like, and you know, the whole energy and the whole excitement. And there's so much to learn. Like if it's dressage, all the movements, and then all the other equestrian, you know, from hunters to equestrian there to equitation, and then to the jumpers, you have to think of courses, you have to get ready in the warm-up, and you're riding in the warm-up with other horses, you're switched on. You can't ride unless that's natural.
Yeah.
But it's just staying in that zone that you're building up slowly, and then you peak then by the time you get up.
Okay. So I suppose, look, people will naturally commit to doing their water and their nutrition and making sure they're exercising, but maybe you can bring us through a meditation around, so when they are in that overstressed state, that you bring them back into that 2 or 3 minute meditation before they go into the ring.
Yes.
So they can listen to it in their truck or in the restroom or wherever,
yeah,
where they have that quiet space.
100%, yeah, or in the golf carts or cars, wherever, but picking a quiet place away off in the corner. It's so important, and please, I would be honoured if people can listen to these meditations, because it will bring them more success in the ring, and it will bring ease to their horse and their team around them. They'll be happier, and their week will be happier, the day will be happier, and that's my wish. Okay, we're going to jump in. We're going to count from 10 down to 0, count backwards. So in each breath you take, just allow every part of your body relax even more. And enjoy this process, and know that it's just putting you in, it's bringing energy to you. Because when the brain gets exhausted, when it's going too fast, now we're slowing it down. So taking your time, breathing in calmly. Calm, relaxing energy, breathing in all the way to your lower diaphragm, your lower stomach, breathing in again from 10 to 9. Give yourself permission for your mind and head, great brain, to relax. Into 9, 9 to 8, feel your neck relax. Well done. 8 to 7, your right shoulder, left shoulder relax. 7 to 6, your upper body relax. 6 to 5, your lower body relax. Calm, relaxing energy. 5 to 4, your right foot, right leg and right foot. 4 to 3, your left leg and left foot. 3 to 2, your right arm, your left hand and right hand, right arm and left arm again, just crisscross over. From 3 to 1, just breathe in deep, calm energy. Feel that peace, feel that energy. Bring this energy, peaceful energy. Bring it all back to yourself. Fill yourself up with each breath you take. Now triple and quadruple that calm energy. Bring it all back into your body. Center yourself, ground yourself. Good job, well done. Breathing from one to two, feeling the strength, the power within, that energy within that you're containing. Three to two, three to four to five. Gather it, build it, store it. Feel it bubble up, feel it grow, this peaceful, calm energy. Four to five, five to six. Feel yourself smiling, feel yourself at ease. Six to seven. Knowing that you're focused strong now because you've brought this energy back. Seven to eight, knowing your concentration, your awareness, your feel, you're connected to your heart. Eight to nine, know that you're ready to get on, you're ready to ride to the plan, you're ready to ride to the vision that you visualized. Nine to ten, and ten is yours. That energy is tip-top, is full up. Gather this, you feel it, you own it, it's your identity. Good job, good job, good job. Well done, well done, well done.
Fantastic meditation again, Jim. This has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, next week we're going to focus on the letter F, F for fun and enjoyment.